We have prepared over the last year or so, and he's had some tutoring, exam preparation and things, which I know some people don't agree with, but because they don't cover the Kent test at all in the curriculum, if they haven't ever seen those papers before, they are at a big disadvantage because everybody else tutors. So you kind of get stuck slightly with that.
How important is it for you that Zach does well?
It's really, really hard. Zach is very bright, and I think that I would like him to go to as good a school as possible. So I do want him to pass because I think he's got the ability to pass. But equally, if he wasn't as academic orientated as he is, I wouldn't feel that he was failing by not going to a grammar school.
Do you think it's the right amount of pressure for somebody at Zach's age of 10 to be under?
No, I really don't. I think 10 is really young. I grew up in Buckinghamshire, so we did the 13 plus, and that just, it felt so much, I felt so much more ready for it then. And I think Zach is also a June baby, so he's only just turned 10, whereas obviously some children are much closer to 11 in his class. So he is disadvantaged there. But I think when you live in Kent, we have this grammar school system that you kind of end up, you get caught up in it and go along with everybody else, really.
I mean, if it is up to you, how do you think it should be reformed?
I think it's really, really difficult because there's a big part of me that really agrees with grammar schools because I think, you know, for bright children, I think it really gives them lots of opportunities. However, I think from the other side is a lot of the other schools sometimes are seen as dumping grounds, which isn't good for anybody. And also some children come into their own much later on. So I don't know how it could be reformed. I'm afraid. I think for me, because I've got quite a bright child, I feel that the grammar school system would be right. But with my daughter, I don't know if that will be the right thing for her.